My positive for me was my grandfather. My grandfather was my father. But guess what? God the Father has no grandkids. We're all His children. He is Father to us. He's not your granddad. He's not your pop-pop. He's not your poppy. He's not. He is our Father who loves us, who provides for us, and protects us. Okay? Kevin? I am His child. You are His child. I believe in one God, the Father. I believe in one supreme creator who is my daddy. That's what we're saying every Sunday. I believe in my creator who loves me, who provides for me, who is my protector, and I am his child. You know what? There's a lot of things in this world you can mess with. Don't mess with one of my boys. Seriously. Don't mess with one of my children. Don't mess with my grandchildren. I've learned that one too. But don't mess. There is there is something about a father's heart for their children. Father Looker, I'm going to put you on the spot, but it so marked me. Three Good Fridays ago, Father Looker spoke on his meditation. Were you there, Mary? And he talked about Nathaniel having to get stitches. And he talked about how he felt totally helpless while his son was screaming out of fear, crying out for daddy to help me. Scott, it's the first time I ever saw you cry. Now, I'm sure you've cried before. I'm sure Liz has seen you cry before. We won't go into all that. That's a father's heart. That just impacted me. Because I can connect with that heart. And even more than that, our Heavenly Father, He can connect with that heart because He's the one who made daddies daddies. He is the template. He is the creator. He's the one who made it that way. And I am His child. Next. I believe in God the Father Almighty. And in the creed we say, we believe. You went? Oh. I believe Kevin is really testing me tonight. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Almighty. It's not a cuss word. It's not an expression of awe or surprise. But we believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Almighty means He has unlimited power. Unlimited power. He has... He has... No. I know, you were being distracted by a baby. Your daddy's heart was getting in the way. He is omnipotent, omnipresent, everywhere, all-powerful. His power is not only unlimited, it's everywhere, all the time, in time, out of time. Before you were there, while you were there, after you were there, He was there. In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. There is no, his, His power is unlimited. And he himself is infinite and unlimited. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. I believe in one Creator, my Father. I believe in one Creator, my Daddy, who cares for me, who loves for me, who loves me, who provides for me. And that love and that provision and that protection has no bounds. There are no limits. This is rich, y'all. It has really just look at. I know who God is. I better, Father. I better know who God is, right? I better. Better have a clue. But I'm going through this and I'm finding out. I don't live like I know who he is. I know who he is, but I'm not living like I know who he is. Because if I could really get this in me to come out of me when I'm on the phone for 35 minutes with T-Mobile, maybe I would have a little different attitude. Maybe I could lead Nini or Nisha to the Lord. I don't know. But maybe there's something bigger at play than what my needs and my concerns are. I do know this. My God is awesome. And he's bigger than anything. And he is the glue that holds me together. You've got to remember where we're at. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. Versus the Apostles' Creed that says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Now, the Apostle Creed implies what the Nicene Creed expands. Heaven and earth is a big, bold statement. But the Nicene Creed takes it and says, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. Go ahead. John 1:3 says this. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Now wait a minute, Father Scott. That's John 1, where we all know that at the end of John 1 it says, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. No, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's talking about Jesus. I believe in one God. That's talking about God just as much as it's talking about Jesus. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. He is the maker of heaven and earth, both this realm and that realm. God made it all. And of all things visible and invisible. Some versions of the creed say seen and unseen. By very nature, the word unseen doesn't mean it's not there. It just means it's unseen by you. Whereas, visible and invisible means things that are kept from us, yet we are connected to them. If something is invisible to you, you have no ability to see it. If something is unseen, it just means it's unseen by you. So they wanted to get a little bit more defined, if you will, and speak to not only the physical realm, but the spiritual realm, which is invisible to us. The spiritual realm, I've seen things in the spirit. I know some of y'all have seen things in the spirit. But it's a rarity. All right? Most of the time, the spirit world is invisible to us. It doesn't mean that we're any less connected to it. But what this means is whether you see it or you don't, whether it's visible or it's invisible, whether you know about it today or you never heard about it until tomorrow, whether you dealt with it when you were three or whether you'll never deal with it till you draw your last breath, whatever it is, God made it. And God is bigger than it. God is more powerful than it because God created it all. The Creator is always bigger than the creation. That's some powerful words. That's a powerful thought. This God that we believe in, that we say we believe in, is bigger than anything we come to, against, with, for in our lives. Anything. Of all things visible and invisible, Colossians 1, 16 through 17, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Except for maybe one or two copies and memories of it, please remember the New Testament was not written in 365 AD. This was Christian thought. This was the foundations of our faith. This book was not canonized yet. It was not part of what we call the Holy Scriptures yet. There were just copies of it floating around with 50, 60 other books that were floating around, all reporting to be part of what come to be our New Testament. But that is there. That scripture resonates what was said. The Nicene Creed resonates what says in that scripture. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. We got to remember that when we're talking about the creed. We have to remember these guys wrote this statement of faith before the New Testament was birthed. The books were written, but they had not been pulled together. They had not been went through. They had not been judged to be, yes, this is the Word of God, or no, it's not the Word of God, or it's a good book, but I don't know if it goes up to the level of this or that. And remember, I told you last week, for those who say no creed but the Bible, they have a little conflict. And that's because the same guy, Athanasius, that's easy for you to say, the same guy that actually wrote the Nicene Creed for them to ratify is the same guy that 13 years later first designated what book should be in the New Testament. And it wasn't for another 60 or 70 years before they were canonized and accepted by the Christian church as being New Testament scriptures. So the Nicene Creed predates the New Testament. So for a good place to start on what your faith is, what do you believe? What do you believe? Has anybody ever asked you that question in life? Well, what do you believe? Well, you know, I believe in God. Well, don't I remember somewhere a scripture says, well, the demons believe in God too. Okay? We need to be able to be a little bit more concise when questioned about what we believe. That can be intimidating because we know there's so many thoughts out there and so many doctrines out there and so many theologies out there. But I'm telling you, this is safe ground. The Nicene Creed is safe ground. When you start talking about why when we get in a conversation with someone, when we're talking about our beliefs and we're talking about God, inadvertently, most of the time, the conversation always ends up with, well, we don't believe that. Is it just the people I hang out with? Well, we don't believe in speaking in tongues. We don't believe in healing. We don't believe in communion. We don't believe in the Lord's Prayer. We don't believe in vain, repetitious prayer. We don't believe, okay, I don't care what you don't believe in. Let's talk about what we do believe in. Do you believe in one God? Yeah. Do you believe he's the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Yeah. Do you believe that he is God of all things, maker of all things, visible and invisible? Yeah. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son? Yeah. Guess what? We're on common ground with every statement of faith that is made in the Nicene Creed. Every statement of faith, we're on common ground. Oh, guess what? Here we are already. Now for my final thoughts. And now for the rest of the story. If we believe this, if I believe this, let me rephrase that. If I believe this, which I do, in my heart I do, why don't I act like it? Why don't I act like God is my Father, my provider, my protector? Why do I let the cares of this world, which are under his feet, why do I let them get to me? Why? Because I'm human, because I'm fallen, because I have a sinful nature. But I got a Father who's bigger, badder, and better than all of those things. We need to really wrap our minds, our hearts, and our souls around this. I could see a day, I hope there will be a day, when faced with a crisis, when faced with an emergency, when faced with one of those gotcha moments that take your breath away and you don't know what you're going to do, I pray that what will come out of me is something like, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And when I say that, I'm immediately going to know that I mean I believe in a God who loves me so much, who provides for me, who's willing to protect me, and is bigger than all this. He's got my back. That's what I want. That's my prayer. That's what I want to come out of me. Now, I told y'all that I was using this book from Bishop Ken Myers. And at the end of his chapter in this whole area, he wrote a final paragraph, and I just wanted to read it to you. I didn't want to put it up on the screen. I just wanted you to let the words go in because it really spoke to me. The Nicene Creed is not simply boring or empty theology. Truth always has implication in our real lives. If God is the maker of all, and he is, and if he has made all things to know, love, and enjoy himself, and he did, then in order to fully become ourselves, we must give ourselves to knowing and serving our Creator. Nothing exists which does not owe its existence to God. Listen to this. This really got me when I read this. I read it a couple times. Everything from amoeba and earthworms to angels and archangels were created by God with their own purpose and destiny. And that purpose and destiny is wrapped up in the person of one true God. We are His, and He is ours. And the relationship between God and all of His creation is love. That statement about earthworms and angels and archangels. There is not one of us in this room who would not stand in awe for about 1 second and then be flat on our face for the rest of the time if an archangel came into this room. It would be incredible. It would be awesome. It would be breathtaking. It would be scary. Right? The angels and archangels are in awe of us. They are in awe of us because God gave us something He did not give them. God gave us a free will. They stand in awe of us because we are part of God's creation that chooses to serve Him. We're not made to serve Him. That's a good thought. You know what, Carrie? I want to do that song again. I really do. Kevin? Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to put the words back up. It's real simple. If you can get the words back up, put them back up, and then you can come play and let Amanda do that. And if they don't come back up, don't worry about it because it's real simple. I did not plan this part, but I think God did. I surrender.
Withholding nothing, withholding.